Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Today, Monday, March 17th, marks the 51st day of the 2025 legislative session and the first full day at work since legislators returned to the Capitol at the end of their transmittal break. You can think of transmittal as a halftime at a football game. It's a time for legislators who have been working nonstop since January to play catch-up, to catch up with their families, to catch up on some sleep, and to catch up on constituent emails. It's also that point in the session that provides a clear picture of the remaining bills in play. That's because all general bills that fail to pass from one house to another before the transmittal deadline are officially dead. But are they really? As we've said before, in this process, nothing is ever truly dead until the legislature adjourns for good sometime around the beginning of May. Which brings up another of our famous sayings. In this process, you can only do what you have the votes to do, and by contrast, you can also do just about anything if you have enough votes. That's why nothing is ever truly dead. With enough votes, just like Jesus and Lazarus, you can call bills forth from the grave. I've even seen supposedly dead bills amended lock, stock, and barrel into bills that are still alive. That's why this is no time to let down our guard. Since January, our legislative affairs team has been at the Capitol every day, and so far, they've testified on over 50 bills. At this point, we're happy to report that the session is going fairly well. Despite the continuing chaos in the Senate, our good bills, for the most part, are still alive, and many of the bad bills, having missed the transmittal deadline, are now technically dead. Of the good bills, two have actually passed both houses and are awaiting the governor's signature. These would be House Bill 82, a bill that strengthens Montana's laws against child sexual abuse, and House Bill 121, a bill requiring restrooms, locker rooms, and sleeping quarters in public schools, government buildings, and certain other facilities to be designated for the exclusive use by biological males or biological females. It would put an end to boys' and girls' locker rooms or male and female students being forced to sleep in the same hotel rooms while traveling for school events, both of which have happened right here in Montana. Other good bills still alive include Senate Bill 240, which prohibits financial institutions from denying services based on social credit scores, House Bill 408, which protects children from obscene content through electronic devices, House Bill 446, which strengthens Montana's indecent exposure laws, and two bills that we've seen before. Senate Bill 136 prohibits physician-assisted suicide, and Senate Bill 437, which defines the terms male and female, using immutable biological characteristics. This bill passed in 2023 and was recently struck down by a liberal Missoula judge. The new version has even better definitions that hopefully will hold up in court. Which brings us to a crucial focus of this session, and that is judicial reform. Just as we're seeing at the federal level, liberal judges in Montana are running roughshod over the other two branches and routinely strike down conservative legislation for purely political reasons. The laws of this state will never reflect its conservative demographics as long as voters are kept in the dark. It's time for judges to run with a party affiliation just as they do in many other states. It's time to destroy the myth of judicial nonpartisanship. And we'll talk more about that in the coming weeks. In the meantime, transmittal break is over and it's back to work. We'll keep you up to date and informed as the session unfolds. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.